Mike Billington from the Asia Desk Executive Intelligence Review joins us. So you have a case here where the U.S. president doesn't want to sign the sanctions bill, but however, he goes ahead, yet he says it is flawed?
It's extremely flawed, and he knows it. He, as he said in his statement, he's decided to sign it because he doesn't want to further divide the country, because the Congress, as you know, the cowardly Congress, passed these sanctions overwhelmingly. Only five congressmen signed in both the House and the Senate. But he decided to sign, but the statement he gave is extremely important. In terms of your former, your previous speaker who mentioned the isolation of Tillerson and Mattis from the White House, that's changing in a good way. Tillerson yesterday took over the State Department briefing and basically launched a war within the administration against the anti-Russia, anti-China people. He said that the president was very upset about the Congress sidestepping the White House and imposing a policy which, as Trump said, is unconstitutional in some ways. And both Tillerson and Trump said, we will not allow these sanctions to undermine our effort to form a closer relationship with Russia. Now, this is key. And I would say to your Iranian audience that this is also key in terms of the Iran issue. I agree with your previous speaker that the sanctions against Iran, which nominal, as you know, they're not really serious, they're more symbolic. But the entire anti-Iran policy is hurting the United States more than it is Iran, and it's going against our allies. Part of the signing statement today from Trump was that he will not allow the Congress to undermine our allies in Europe, who are very angry about the attempt of the Congress to sanction European companies who do business with Russia. This is a war in the administration. Iran is going to end up getting by this anti-Iran mentality, which does exist in the administration, because of Trump's work with Putin and with Xi Jinping, who, as you know, are working closely with Iran, who are taking a win-win approach to the entire Southwest Asia policy. I think is that Trump felt he was compelled to sign this, but he's using this disgusting sanctions bill, especially the anti-Russia part, as a factional, to launch a factional fight, not only with the Congress, but within the administration. And by the way, bringing in General Kelly to be chief of staff. Kelly and Tillerson have worked very, very close together. Kelly is a respected, very decent man who radical fanatic about foreign countries and so forth. So you have a new alignment emerging along the lines of what LaRouche and my organization has been fighting for all along, to focus on America's alliance, friendship with Russia, especially in Syria, and to work closely with China and with Xi Jinping on getting the United States into the new Silk Road, getting America to be a nation builder again instead of a purveyor of the kind of regime change war put the I don't think you're going to see regime change wars. I think if we can defeat this war party, the British faction, you might say, because this is those in the U.S. who are following the British effort to keep the world divided and at war, imperial style. If we can defeat this in the United States, then I think all of the other problems are going to be easy to solve.
Thank you, Mike Billington, of Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review from Leesburg.